Today's daf is Vachim daf Memches, and we are at the top line of daf Memches on Rav. So yesterday we began the fifth perek of the Masechta, perek Ezeo Mekoimon. Ezeo Mekoimon discusses some of the details of how and where and when Karbonos were brought. And the Mishnah began, Ezeo Mekoimon Shal Zvachim, Kachei Kadoshin, Shchitasim Betzafen. Kachei Kadoshin, the Shechita and the Kabbalah, as the Gemara said, has to be in the Tzofen part of the Azara. Then the Mishnah began discussing specific types of Kachei Kadoshin, Par Vitzor Shal Yom HaKippurim. And then at the end of the Mishnah discussed Parim HaNisrafim U'Seirim HaNisrafim. In other words, the Mishnah began with a type of Kachei Kadoshin, the Karban Chatos, specifically the Chatois HaPnimiyos, the five Chatois HaPnimiyos. Says the Gemara, Mechti Tzofen Ba'il Ksev, the Iker Halacha of Tzofen, the Torah does not mention by the Karban Chatos, rather the Torah mentions by the Karban Oila. And if that's the case, Nisni Oila B'Reisha, so wouldn't it make sense for the Torah to first mention Reisha? The Pasuk that mentions Tzofen is in Vayikra Perak Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'shochat oisei al yerech ha-mizbeach tzofoyin olifnei Hashem. V'zorku b'nei harik yaneset domay al mizbeach tzofim. So we're talking about the carbon oila. That's the first oila, first carbon mentioned in the Torah. And it says, v'shochat oisei al yerech ha-mizbeach tzofoyin. So being that the carbon that the Torah mentions the halach of tzofen by is the oila. Everything else is going to be learned out from the oila. So it would seem logical that if you're going to begin with the halacha of tzofen, you should start with the carbon oila. So says the Gemara, why did the Torah begin, or why did the Mishnah begin with the carbon chatas? Because you find this idea in Shas that being that it's so poshut that the carbon oila needs tzofen, it's a chiddush that the chatas needs tzofen. Chatas is learned out from a drasha from oila. So the Tana has a chavivus to the idea that chatas needs tzofen. Therefore, he started with something that was chaviv to him, which is the carbon chatas. Let it say the chatas chitzoyne bereisha, because we're going to see in the second part of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring all the mekoyris that you know that chatas is like an oila, and just like oila needs tzofen, chatas also needs tzofen. But those mekoyris are all by the chatas hachitzoynias. We'll see. But if the Iker drasha that chatas needs tzofen is by the chatas chitzoyna, then even if you want to start with the chatas, start with the chatas chitzoyna. So the Gemara says, "Aidi de nichnas dom on lefnai v'lefnim chavivalei." That there's a certain chavivos for the chatois apnimios, specifically for the parvesar shel yom kippurim, because its dam went lefnai v'lefnim. A little less so for the Par Koyim Mashiach and the Par Halam Dovah Shal Tzibur, because its dam also went lefnim. It was in the Heichal, there were even Hazoyis on the Pareiches. Again, there's a svara of the Tana wants to begin this conversation with something that's chaviv to him. It's more chaviv for him to talk about the chatas than it is the oila, because the oila is beforeish, the chatas is asile midrasha, and it's more chaviv for him to talk about the chatois apnimiyos, because its dam was nichnas lefnim. Bottom line is that the halach of tzofen applies not just to the chatas, it applies to all kachi kadoshim. The makar to it is the carbon oila. Stating that, we begin with the carbon chata. Says the Gemara. Okay, so what's the makar? What is this pasuk that it says by oila that teaches me the halacha of tzafim? Says the Gemara. It says v'shachat oisal yarech hamizbeach tzafoyna, and that's clearly talking about the carbon oila. And from there we learn that every carbon oila needs to be b'tzafim. Says the Gemara. Ashkecha ben zayin ben baka minalon. So the truth is, really, in order to fully appreciate this morning's daf, you have to be familiar with the Torah Shabbat. So we don't have the time to get too familiar with it right now. But the first carbon that the Torah talks about is the carbon oila. The Torah says that if a person chooses to bring a carbon oila, it could be min habakar or min hatzoyin. And then the Torah describes what the hakrava should be like if it's min habakar. Then the Torah describes what the hakrava should be like if it's min hatzoyin. The imin hatzoyin karbonai, it's when the Torah is describing the carbon oila that's brought min hatzoyin, that the Torah says, v'shachat oisoy al yerech hamizbeach tzofoyna. In other words, so we have a mefurish pasuk in the Torah, this pasuk that the Gemara just brought, v'shachat oisoy al yerech hamizbeach tzofoyna lefnei Hashem, to tell me that an oila needs tzofin. But if you look at the psukim, if you just maver sedra, chumash rashi, you'll see that that pasuk is describing an oila that's brought min hatzoyin. The Torah never said that an oila that's brought min habakar also has to be bitzafen. So says the Gemara, Ashkecha ben zayin ben baka minalon amakra. It says ve'im min hatzayin. There's two parashiyos true regarding the oila. There's the oila that's min habakar. There's the oila that's min hatzayin. But the parasha that begins Ve'im min hatzayin starts with the vav. It doesn't say im min hatzayin as if it's a new parasha. It's ve'im min hatzayin. The vav is moysef al inyan rishon ve'lamed elyon mitachtayin. And we learned something that it says in the parasha of im min hatzayin to the parasha that it says im min habakar. So just like im min hatzayin is a loch of tzofen as the pasuk just quoted, v'shachat toysal yerecham esbeach, so too when it comes to im parsha of min habakar, you're going to have the same halacha as well. But the Gemara says, "Honey, chelam adam lemeidim, elam adam ein lemeidim, ayik lemeidim." That's all good according to the Mandam that holds that you can use a vav to be mechaber to parshas and learn a halacha from one parsha to another parsha. So again, we're learning the din tzofen that it says in the parsha of the im min hatzayin to the parsha of the im min habakar. But according to the mandam that holds Ein Lemeidim, Ayik Lemeidim, the Tanya, who's this mandam Amar? So the Gemara is now going to jump and bring a brisa, Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, regarding something unrelated. It's Kachim, but it's unrelated to the halacha of Kachim Kadashim Shchitasim B'Tzafen. The Gemara is going to bring this brisa because it thinks that in that brisa, there's a machlokes whether we darshan the vav or don't darshan the vav. That's the support to this kasha. Who's the mandama that holds lemeidim? Who's the mandama that holds ein lemeidim? The Gemara thinks it's this price. So this price is going to take us to the bottom of the Amud. So we just started the daf and we're going to digress now literally for a half a daf, for an entire Amud. At the end, the Gemara is not even going to have such a mandama. The Gemara is going to say that machlokes is Rabbi Kivin the Chachamim has nothing to do with whether we darshan the vav or we don't darshan the vav. But for now, we have a digression. So again, honey, that's all good if you darshan the vav. It says ve'im nefesh l'chayev al sofik mi'ilois ashem tali. So the context of this machloek is Rabbi Kivin l'chachamim is the halacha of the carbon ashem. So we know there were five people that bore the carbon ashem. The Torah goes through in the end of parashas Vayikra who exactly it is that has to bring this carbon ashem. The Torah is specifically talking about the asham mi'ilois and then the ashem tali. So asham mi'ilois was brought by somebody that was mayel behekdesh b'shoikei. Ashram Tali was brought, if somebody had a suffix, whether he did an Avera, b'shoygig shezdoin akaris. In other words, if you have a suffix, if you have to bring a karban chatas, if somebody eats chelav b'shoygig, he has to bring a karban chatas. If someone has a suffix, if he ate chelav b'shoygig, he used to bring an Ashram Tali. Tali because it was toilam and ayisurim, and then later, if you ever found out, for sure, whether you ate the karban chatas, the chelav, you now have a chiyuv to bring the carbon chata. So the Ashram Tali, it suspended any potential recourse that was going to come about from what took place. But the Torah writes these two parashiyas in succession. You have first the parasha of the Ashram Me'ilois, then you have the parasha of the Ashram Tali. And when the Torah mentions the Ashram Tali, right after the Torah mentions the parasha of the Ashram Me'ilois, it starts with a vav. Ve'im nefesh. And that's mechaber, the parsha of the Ashram Me'ilois to the Ashram Tali. It says, why did the Torah do that? Mechayev asofik Me'ilois, Ashram Tali, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you know why? They teach me a chiddush, that if somebody has a sofik, whether he was moil behektish, b'shoigig, the halach is he brings an Ashram Tali. And that's really a very big chiddush. Because ordinarily, when do you bring an Ashram Tali? If you have a sofik, if you did something, shezdoinoi kares b'shoigig. If you have a sofik chatas, then you bring an Ashram Tali. If somebody would be Mayel Behektish B'mezid, he wouldn't be Chayiv Karas. Which means if somebody is Mayel Behektish B'shoigig, he doesn't bring a Kar B'chatas. So if somebody has a Sofik, if he was Mayel Behektish B'shoigig, he shouldn't have to bring an Ashram Tali. So the fact that there is an Ashram Tali by Ni'ila is a Chiddush. Says Rabbi Akiva, I understand. But it says Vav, Ve'im Nefesh is Mechaber, the parish of Ni'ila, to the parish of Ashram Tali, l'chayev asafik me'ilo is Ashram Tali. Chum and Pedro, Chum disagree. Says the Gemara, my laba hokim ifli, what's the machlokes? Mar sovar lemeidim. Umar sovar ein lemeidim. This is why we're bringing this machlokes. Isn't the shayla whether you darshan the vav or you don't darshan the vav? Rabbi Akiva darshan's the vav, the Chum don't darshan the vav. We wrap up and other kuliyam lemeidim. Maybe everybody agrees lemeidim. The hainu time of the Rabbanon. You want to know why the Rabbanon hold that there's no Ashram Taloi by Me'ila, because Nemer kan mitzvahs, the Nemer bechatas chelav mitzvahs, ma'la halon dove shechayoven al zdoini kares, val shegigasi chatas afkan, shechayoven al zdoini kares, val shegigasi chatas. Because the Chachamim hold that there's a gzeirah shava that teaches me that the only time you ever have Ashram Taloi is what the man on the street thinks, it's when you're over a safik chatas. So if you're over a safik, dove shezdoini kares b'shaigik, it's then that you have the halacha. I mean, it's not that they don't hold the vav, they do hold the vav. But whatever that makar is, which the Gemara just says is a gzeirah shava that teaches me that Ashram Tali applies only when chatas applies. It applies only for a davar shezdoin akaris. that overrides the Vav. So if it overrides the Vav, it's not that they don't hold it above, they do hold it above. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva agrees that there's a Gzeir Shava, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't use the Gzeir Shava to override the Vav. Why not? Because Ma'ala Halam Bekvua, Avkam Bekvua. He uses the Gzeir Shava between the word mitzvahs that it says by Hashem Tali and the word mitzvahs that it says in the parish of Chattas to teach me a different halacha, to teach me that the only time you bring an Hashem Tali is if you have a suffix, Davish is doinik karis, that had you done b'shoigig, you would have brought a chattas kavua. Lafuke chattas, the tumas mikdash v'kadash of the oil of yoyerido. If the chattas that you would have brought, had you known for sure that you did the avera b'shoigig, would have been an oil of yoyerid, then if you have a suffix if you did that avera, then you don't bring an oil of yoyerid. So Rabbi Akiva also acknowledges that there's a gzera shava, and he understands conceptually at this point that the gzera shava could override the vav, but he holds the gzera shava is not teaching me lafuke mi'iva. The Gzeir Shav is teaching me lafuke carbon oil of a yoyrid. The Rabbanon and Gzeir Shav the Machzah. The Rabbanon say, once you have Gzeir Shav, you have Gzeir Shav. Meaning, if the Gzeir Shav between the parasha of Oshem Tolui and the parasha of Chattas is a real Gzeir Shav, then just like you use it to tell me Dafka Chattas Kavua, because that's where it says mitzvah is by Chattas, it also teaches me Dafka Dovash as Doine Karas, because every Chattas is only by a Dovash as Doine Karas, as opposed to a carbon oil of a yoyrid, but also as opposed to Mi'ila. Rabbi Akiva, Feita Gemara, good taina. Nami ain't Gzeir Shava l'machza. So the Gemara says, Enochinami. You're right. Rabbi Akiva must acknowledge that. So what does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva sova ve'im nefesh k'siv vav moisiv al inyan rish. It must be Rabbi Akiva holds of the vav. But the Gemara says, Rabbanan nami yoksiv ve'im nefesh. Rabbanan also seemed to hold of the vav. Lema b'hoka miflagi. Maybe this is the machlaikis. The Gemara is just working this out. The mar sova hekish adiv. Umar sova Gzeir Shava adiv. So says the Gemara, should we walk away from this machlaikis saying that everybody maybe holds of the vav, like the Gemara suggesting right now, meaning nobody disagrees that there's a concept of a vav moisef, and vav can be makish to parshias, and we can learn out halachas one from the others. As it relates to our sugya, we're going to come back to it soon with Tzofen. Everybody holds to the vav. Here, the reason there's a machleik of keeping the chachamim, whether we connect the parish of Hashem Eilois and the parish of Hashem Talui, is because over here, in addition to the vav, there's also a gzeir shava, and ordinarily a gzeir shava the mechza. So the gzeir shava should teach me that the only time there's an eil of a yerid is dumi the chattas, which means it has to be a davish is doine karis, as opposed to the parish of the meila. Now, the rabbanon hold of the gzeir shava, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of the gzeir shava. It's not because they're arguing conceptually whether there's something called Gzeir Shava. Everyone knows something called Gzeir Shava. It's not because they're arguing conceptually whether there's something called Vav. Maybe, like the Gemara is suggesting now, everybody holds it a Vav. The Shaila is, if there's a question, if I have to pick and choose, I have to pick the Vav or pick the Gzeir Shava. That's the Shaila. Rabbi Kiva holds Vav Adiv. So Vav Adiv, this Chibur, the Hekish between the parish of Hashem Tali and Hashem Eilois, is Adiv from the Gzeir Shava, and it tells me that there is Hashem Tali by Me'ila. Whereas Rabbanon holds Gzeir Shava Adiv, that even though there's a Vav, and ordinarily I'm okay darshitting the Vav, but over here I have Gzeir Shava that tells me that the only time you have the Halacha of Hashem Tali is when it's Dumya Dechatas, but the Gemara says, it could be the Kuliyam of the Hekesh Adif. Maybe everybody holds Vav would ordinarily supersede the Gzeir Shava. Ramilach Rabbanon, the Rabbanon are going to tell you that over here, the reason I'm not darshaning the Vav is because I use the Vav different than the way Rabbi Akiva does. Meaning, the Rabbanon agreed that there's a Vav, and the Vav would override the Gzeir Shava. So that if the Vav came head on with the Gzeir Shava, they would agree, let's go with the Vav. Over here, the Rabbanon are going to darshan the Vav and they're going to darshan the Gzeir Shava. They're going to use the Vav differently. As a result, there's no head-on contradiction between the Vav and the Gzeir Shava, and it's for that reason the Rabbanon end up having the Gzeir Shava. Meaning, they're going to use the Vav for something else. What are they going to use it? To teach me, Tachtoin, Mei Elyoin, Lo Osham, the Kesef Shkolin, to tell me that just like Asham Mi'ilois, the carbon itself had to be worth at least Kesef Shkolin, so too the Hashem Tali had to be worth at least Kesef Shal. So this is an idea that you find throughout Seder Kachin. When the Gemara talks about different karbonis that had different chumras, the Gemara says, Mala Asham Shekin Yesh Lekitzva. There was a minimum dollar amount that the Asham had to be worth. It's based on a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says that the carbon Asham had to be worth Kesef Shkolin. Now that pasuk that says the minimum dollar amount that every asham had to cost in order for it to be mechaper, it says by the asham me'ilois. It doesn't say it by the asham tali. How do I know that asham tali also has his halacha? I know it from that vav. And shaloi toimar, you could have thought in svara that maybe there is no minimum. Why? A nice svara. So maybe shaloi dehei sveikah chomer mivadei. Because ma vadei chatos bazdanka av sveikah yoshem bardanka. A chatos which is brought when you know for sure you are over a davish is doing a chorus b'shaygeg. Doesn't have to have a minimum dollar amount. It could be a bastanka. It could be nothing. You got a good deal, good for you. But, so does it make sense now that the asham, which is brought when you have a suffix, if you have to bring a carbon chatas, should have a dollar amount? So it's a very good svara to argue that maybe there's no kitzvah when it comes to the asham tali. That's what the Vav is coming to teach me. So the Rabbanan agree with the Vav. Again, nobody's arguing that you darshan the Vav. As it relates to our sugya, again, as we'll come back to it, there's a Vav. The Vav is Mechaber, the Parshavim, and Atzayin, the Parshavim, Ben Bakar. Isn't there a Machlekes of keeping the Rabbanon? There is a Machlekes. And the Machlekes is not whether you darshan the Vav. It's not even whether Gzeir Shav is Adif than Vav. Vav is other things Gzeir Shav. The question is, how do you learn the Vav? The question is, do you use the Vav to teach me that you have an Asham Tali by Me'ila, even though it's not a Davash of Zayin Karis? Or, like the Rabbanon are suggesting now, what I use the Vav for is to tell me that even the Asham Tali has a kitzvah, just like the Asham Me'ilos. Why would you have thought not? Because the Chatas doesn't have a kitzvah. And the Asham Tali is brought when you have a Safik Chatas. So Yehei Sveker Chamem Bivadoi, says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Haisvar Minale. Rabbi Kiva uses the Vav in the other direction to teach me the halacha of Asham Tali by Me'ila. How does Rabbi Akiva know the halacha of kitzvah when it comes to Asham Tali? Says the Gemara, he learns it from somewhere else. Says Zois Teres Asham Teira Achas Achal Asham. He says the Hekish, all the Ashamis are compared to each other. So once you know one Asham, Asham Eilois has the halach of Kitzvahs, I know the other Ashamis as well. Tenech Man Deis Teres Man Deis Teres Ma'ikilameimar. But really, it's a Machloikis. Rashi says the Sugi is a Menachas Taf Gimel Amidbeis. But the Gemara brings the Machloikis Tanam whether you darshan Teres. If you don't darshan this Hekish, how you get to know it? So the Gemara says Gama Be'erkecha Be'erkecha. This is Gzeirus Shav. Tenech Hechidik Se Be'erkecha Asham Shif Charuf at the Lake Se Be'erkecha Ma'ikil. Okay, so be'erkecha is going to actually help me for this Gemara. It says be'erkecha by Asham Talui, so I have a gzeira shava between Asham Talui and Asham Eilois. But there's another Asham, says the Gemara, FYI, the Asham Shifcha Charufa, where it doesn't say be'erkecha, and if you don't darshan Toiras, how am I going to know that? There, says the Gemara, Gomar be'el be'el. Asham Shifcha Charufa has a different gzeira shava, be'el be'el. Bottom line is that why did we get into the shayl of Asham Eilois and Asham Talui and Asham Shifcha Charufa already by the end of the Yomid? So the reason we got into this was is because the Gemara was discussing the halacha of Kachay Kadashim Shchitasim Betzaf. Where does it say Kachay Kadashim Shchitasim Betzaf? And it says it one time in the Torah. It says it by the Korban Oila, specifically the Imen Atzoyin Korban Oila. Korban Oila could be Min HaBakar Min Atzoyin. It's also an Oila Sa'ayv, but in terms of Oilas Behema, it could be Min HaBakar or it could be Min Atzoyin. The Imen Atzoyin Korban Oila, etc. V'shachat Oisay Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafoyin Olufnei Hashem. So says the Gemara, I know an Oila that's Min Atzoyin. What about an Oila Min HaBakar? It says V'im Min Atzoyin right after the Parsha of Im Min HaBakar. The Vav is Mechaber, the two Parshiyos, Yilmud, that just like Minatzoyin has to be Betzaf and Minabakar too. The Gemara said, does everybody hold of this Vav? Isn't that the beer in the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva in the Rabbanon? Whether or not Safik Me'ila, you bring an Asham Talui? So the Gemara says, no, it's not the Machlekes. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Kiva in the Rabbanon, that you bring Asham Talui when you have a Safik Me'ila. What then is the Shaila? The Shaila is something else. The Shaila is whether or what. The Gemara had different suggestions, but bottom line is, as it relates to our sugya, there is no machlokes. Everybody agrees with it. Everybody agrees with it. Aliba the kuliyama, this could be the makar. That concludes part one of the daf. Part two. Chatos minolon. How do you know that a carbon chatos needs tzofen? The first example of kachi kadashim shchitasim tzofen that the Mishnah brings was the carbon chatos, specifically the chatos apnimi. So the Gemara said, why we started with chatos, even though the makar is not chatos. But okay, but so what is the makar by chatos? So the Gemara, the chsev, it says, v'shochat es ha-chatos b'mokam ha-oilo. It says, by the chatos yochid, v'shochat es ha-chatos b'mokam ha-oilo. We just said, where do you bring the carbon oilo? B'tzofen. That's the case. That means that the carbon chatos has to be brought b'tzofen as well. The truth is, before we start this next Gemara, it's just kedai to remember that not all chatos were created equally. Meaning there's many different types of carbon chatos, and it's very relevant for this Gemara right now. The classic case of chatos is what the Gemara always refers to as a chatas yachid. A person is over in aver b'shoigi, in aver that had he done the mezid, he would have been chayiv karas. The halacha is, he brings a carbon chatos. The Torah, the Parashas Vayikra says that yachid, that poshetiyid that's coming to the Beis HaMikdash now to bring his carbon chatos, had a choice. The carbon could be either a kizba, a female sheep, or a seira, a female goat. But he had two choices, and the Torah mentions the parsha of imen akizba karbanai, if seira is karbanai, but it's two options. You can bring either a kizba or a seira. Additionally, you have the parsha of the chatas nasi. If the Nafsi did the Avera, so the Torah says that he too brings a Karban Chatas. Again, if it's a Dovish, it's Doine Karas B'Shoigig. But he didn't bring a Kizbor, a Seira. His animal had to be a male, not a female, and it had to be a goat. It had to be a Sawyer. Then you had the Par Koyin Mashiach, the Par, and the Par Helam Dovish Al Tzibor. That's when the Avera that was done B'Shoigig was done the Shigigas Hayra, Par Halam Davash Al Tzibor, Rav of Kla Yisrael did it, the Par Koyin Mashiach, it was the Koyin Gadol, B'Shem El HaMishcha. You had the Sar of Avodas Kechaveh. If the Avera that Rav of Kla Yisrael did was Avodah Zarah, in addition to the Par, there was a Sar. You had the Par V'Sar Shliyim HaKippurim that we spoke so much about recently. You had the Chatas Metzairah. Metzairah had to bring a Karban Chatas. You had the Chatas Nazar. Nazar had to bring a Karban Chatas. That is not related to a Dovish Hizdoinu Karas B'Shegit. That's just part of his Tahira, part of his Kapara. Chatas Nachshon, the Nesiyim. Last week's parasha, parasha's Nosai. But yeah, Makrives Karbonai, they brought their Karbonas. Series of Echol Lachatas. One of the things they brought was a Karban Chatas. Then you had the Musafin and the Karbonas that were brought. And Yontif, there were many Chatois that were brought. So the bottom line is there were many different Chatois that were brought. And as we're going to see, all the Chatois, maybe, had a halacha of Tzofin. And we're going to need Makairis to help us out over here to figure out these different types of chatos. Either way, so the Gemara begins. Chatos minol in the bayit zofin. Dechsev v'shachatos hachatos b'makom ha'ilo. Now, where does it say that? It says that with regards to a chatos yochid, a yochid that didn't have a b'shoigig shezdoine karas and is bringing a seira. So the halach is the pasuk says bring the chatos and shechta b'makom ha'ilo. So it's very clear b'makom ha'ilo which is zofin. Ashkechon shchita kabbalah binolon. How do you? How about kabbalah? So the Gemara dechsev says v'lokach hakoy midam hachatos. Right after that, right after it says zofin, it says v'lokach hakoy midam hachatos. V'lokach is going back on b'makom ha'ilo, and if the makom ha'ilo is zofin, so that's how I know the kabbalah of a chatos also has to be zofin. Mekabel atzma minolon. How do you know that the mekabel himself, the koyin that's doing the avoda, he too had to be in zofin, as opposed to the koyin being in Darim and just extending his hand into Tzofin to do the Kabbalah. A makro, it says, V'lokach, and we learn from there, lo yikach. V'lokach teaches me, lo yikach, that he should take himself. Rashi says, sarseyo lemafreya, just play around with the words, V'lokach, not vav and then lamid, but rather lamid and then vav. Lo yikach, so to speak, that he himself has to be in Tzofin as well. Ashkel, the mitzvah, l'akiminayit. Okay, so I have a makar, that it's a katchila, it's a mitzvah. Anytime it says something in kashrut one time, it's lemitzvah. You need it to say it twice in order for it to be lebikuvah. How do you know tzofin is ma'akav by the karban chatos? So the Gemara says krachir nixiv. It says another pasuk. It says v'shachat oisoi b'makom asher yishachat es ha'oila. Now that pasuk is also talking about the karban chatos. It's talking about the chatas nasi. V'tanya, we learned to the brayso. So heichan oila nishchata b'tzofin. Where is the oila? It says v'shachat oisoi b'makom asher yishachat es ha'oila. The oil we know is nishkat and tzofin. So avzeb it's off. Fake the Gemara. V'chimi kanat alami. Is this the makar? V'alik far nemen. There's another pasuk that says b'mokim asher tishachet ha'oila tishachet achatas. Now that pasuk is a third pasuk, and that pasuk is in Parashat Tzav. It's talking about all the chatois. I'll read the pasuk. Dabra laharim v'abon of lemar. Zois teres achatas. All chatois. B'mokim asher tishachet ha'oila tishachet achatas lefnei Hashem. Kodesh Kodashim Hi. So this is a general pasuk, Zoyis Teres Achatas, that's talking about all the Chatois. The time is the Gemara. Why do I need, this is a Braisa, a pasuk by Chatas Nasi? Don't I have a general pasuk? V'chi mikanat alamed, v'aloik far nema b'makam asher tishachet ha'ilu tishachet achatas. Halom azeh, lama yotza. So why then did the Torah tell me, halacha by Chatas Nasi, l'kfei ala makam? It's coming to teach me, she'im lo yishachta b'tzofin pasul. It's coming to tell me, a shina ha'kosov, La'akev, says the Gemara, Ato Imel Kach Yotzo, you're telling me that the Torah is telling it to me for Shina Kosov La'akev Echatas Nasi, or Yein Elish is that Ton Safim, Ein Acher Ton Safim. Maybe Faker. Maybe what the Torah is telling me is that even though there's a general Pasuk, this pasuk of Chatas Kloli in Parashat Tzav, Zoyis Teres Achatas B'Makom Asher Tishachet Ha'ilu Tishachet Achatas, which would seem to suggest at first glance that all the Chatois need Tzofin, don't get misled by that pasuk. It's dafka by the Nasi. And what's the basis to say that? Because if you look at the pasuk that it says by the Chatas Nasi, it says V'Shachat Oisoi B'Makom Asher Yishchat Ha'ilu. This is very important for the Hemshech of the Daf. Oisoi. Maybe it, as opposed to anything else. So says the Gemara, Einoi Elosh Zeh Ta'un Tzofen Vein Achat Ta'un Tzofen. An emphasis, because it says, Oisoi Talmud Loimar, V'shachat Es Achatas B'mokom Ha'oilo. It says, by the Chatos Yochid, in the event that the Yochid chose to bring a Seira, that's the first pasuk the Gemara brought. It says, V'samach es yodei al reish achatas, v'shochat es achatas. Why does it have to say the word achatas again? V'samach yodei al reish achatas, and then again, v'shochat es achatas, zebono of, the extra word chatas comes to teach me, l'chol achatoy shiur tunet sofen. That when it says, v'parish es savzo yus teres achatas, v'makam v'shati shochat oi v'shochat achatas, it means all the chatoys. The extra word chatas, by the Seira's chatas Yochid, teaches me that every single chatos is gonna need tzafen. If that's the case, v'shachat oisay that it says by the chatos nasi can't be coming to be b'mayit all the other chatos. What then is it coming to tell me? Must be that it's coming to tell me that by the chatos nasi it's ma'akiv, says the Gemara. So again, we have a makar now that a chatos has to be b'tzafen. There's a general pasuk in Parashat Tzav, zoyus teres achatos b'mokim asher tishochet ha'olot tishochet hachatos. And we know from the extra word chatos in the pasuk of Siris Chatos Yochid, that every single Chatos is included in that pasuk. When it says Zoyis Teres Chatos, it means what you think it means. Every single one. The Gemara's question was, but La'akiv Minol, how do you know that it's Ma'akiv? Does it say it twice? So we're Chatos Nasi, we found a pasuk where it says it twice. It says the Gemara, Ashkechom Mitzvah, we found a mitzvah, the Din L'Katchila, for every single Chatos needing Tzofen. La'akiv, Ashkechom Sir Nasi, Bein L'Mitzvah, Bein La'akiv. You find Sir Nasi, L'Mitzvah, La'akiv. You have the general pasuk, and you have the Shina, Kasav La'akiv, that it says by the Chatos Nasi. Shar Chatos Nami, Ashkechom Mitzvah. Every other Chatos, I also have a mitzvah. La'akiv Minolon, how do I know La'akiv by all the other ones? So says the Gemara, the Chsib Kizva, the Chsib B'Seira. Because in addition to the extra pasuk that it says by the Chatas Nasi, there's two other extra psukim. One by the Seira of the Chatas Yachid, that's the pasuk the Gemara quoted, and one by the Kizva of the Chatas Yachid. It says the same thing there. So if I have an extra one by Kizva, and I have an extra one by Seira, it's all these extra psukim teach me that every single chatos, it's going to be ma'akev. So the bottom line is, I know it l'katchila, and I know la'akev. Says the Gemara, lo'isir lamali. The Gemara in the brisa that it brought regarding the chatos nasi had a havamina that when the Torah singled out the din tzofen by the chatos nasi, it meant it dafka for the chatos nasi, as opposed to other chatos. It was a havamina. It's not true, but there was such a havamina. What was the havamina based on? Because it says, v'shachat oisoy. And Oysa, the Gemara thought, maybe it's coming, lafuke, all the other chatos. It says the Gemara, Ela Oysa, Lomali, if that's not what Oysa is coming to teach me, because really all the chatos have it in Tzofen, then what is Oysa coming to teach me? It says the Gemara, Bailo, Chedetanya, Oysa, Bitzofen, the Ainsir Nachshon Bitzofen, only a regular chatos. A chatos, Rashi says, that comes to be mechaper for an aver in Tzofen, but the Sir Nachshon, the Sair, that the Nesiim brought, B'yom Chanukas HaMishkan, for the first 12 days, those karbonos are not ma'akiv. Tanya, because we're into the price, V'samach Yodei Al Reish HaSoyer, we know there's a mitzvah of smicha by the Karban Chatas. And it says, V'samach Yodei Al Reish HaSoyer, the word HaSoyer is extra. The rabbi is Sir Nachshon L'smicha Div Rabbi Yehuda. The reader says, it's coming to be marba, that the Sir Nachshon also needed smicha. You would have thought not, because it's different. But Kamash one, the word hasoyer, that it did. Rabbi Shimon says, L'rabbi se'iri avoydus kechavon l'smicha. The word sar is not coming to be marbe the seir nachshon, but rather it's coming to be marbe the seir avoydus kechavon. So good, I mean, I would have thought, hey, it's rabbi l'smicha, it's rabbi nami l'tzofen. So says the Gemara, you want to know what oys is coming to be ma'id, it's coming to be ma'id seir nachshon. Why would you think seir nachshon has it in tzofen? The Gemara needs a reason, a positive reason, to think that Sir Nachshon should need Tzofen to understand why you need a Pasuk Oysay to tell me that it doesn't have it in Tzofen. The Havamina would have been, being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that V'samach Yodei Al Reish HaSoyer is Marbis Sir Nachshon L'smicha. So I would have thought that Hoyovis Rabu L'smicha is Rabu Nami L'tzofen. Once we're Marbit V'smicha, let's be Marbit V'tzofen as well. Kamash Mala, Pamaskav, Ravina, Honich, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Ayyuk, Lomim. That's all good according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that there's a din smicha by chatas nachshon. So I would have thought of the smicha by chatas nachshon. So too the tzofen by chatas nachshon. That's why I need Oysa to tell me that there's no tzofen by chatas nachshon. But according to Reb Shimon, that doesn't hold that there's a din smicha by chatas nachshon. So what's the havamina that there should be a din tzofen that I need Oysa to be mine? And Amalei Marzul Chabrei the Rav Tavi the Ravina. The Gemara piles on. Udu Rabbi Yehuda nami mi nicha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, do you yeah understand it? I don't think the Gemara's teretz is good according to Rabbi Yehuda either. Because just because you find a riboy, that chatas nachshon needs smicha, that means that you would think it needs soften as well, that I need a pasuk now to tell me that it doesn't need soften? Doesn't it make sense to say, l'may this rabbi is rabbi, l'may the lo is rabbi, lo is rabbi? Maybe the whole riboy was only regarding smicha. Just because you see the Torah was marba chatas nachshon smicha, doesn't necessarily mean that you should be marba let's soften, that I need oisoy now to tell me that there's no soften. And if you're going to tell me that, you know what, maybe let's keep it simple. Maybe it's very simple. You want to know why I would have thought the chatas nachshon needs soften? Because it's a chatas. I would have thought that if a regular chatas, if you find it by the chatas yachid, by the chatas nasi, the parish of zoyus teres achatas b'mkoy mashat tishachit ha'ilo tishachit ha'chatas, that once you find this halacha, that it makes sense it should be true by the chatas nachshon as well. But the Gemara says, I see in this brisa that that's not true, because I'm kain smicha gufa teisi b'binyanav. Now what's this whole machlokes of Yudim Rav Shimon where the chatas nachshon needs smicha, doesn't need smicha? If every chatas needs smicha, so why should this chatas be different? Eli, you have to say there's no binyanav. Why not midayrus like amrinan? Okay, not midayrus like amrinan. Right. So in other words, so you can't tell me, says the Gemara, that oisay, that it says by chatas nasi is coming to be memayit chatas nachshon, because why would there ever be a havamina to think that chatas nachshon should be soften? The ikar halachas of soften that it says by chatas, I'm talking about chatos that are baal chet, and chatas nachshon is not a chatas that's baal chet. And I'll prove to you that you can't necessarily learn a chatas nachshon from a regular chatas, because you see, there's machlokes tanam whether there's smicha by chatas nachshon. Now, if every chatas needs smicha, why should chatas nachshon be different? Elamai, you can't necessarily learn chatas nachshon from an ordinary chatas. By the way, if you remember in the first parak, the Gemara had a whole sugi that chatas nachshon, even though it's a chatas, but if it was brought shalei l'shma, it's kosher. Because it's not really a chatas. Doirin, who the Gemara said. So it's not a regular chatas. So if it's not a regular chatas, mehecha tesi, I should think that there's a din soften, that I should now need oisoy to tell me that there's no din soften. So the Gemara says, you're right. Velo oisoy, the word oisoy that it says by the chatas nasi is coming to my eat something else. Oisoy bit soften, the in sheichet. It's coming to tell me that the shchita itself had to be bit soften, but the sheichet didn't have to be standing mit Seifen. But the Gemara says, Shoichet, I know, I agree with the halacha, but I learned it from somewhere else. But Rav Chiya, now, I learned it right, Rav Chiya Oymer, V'shochat Oysal Yerecham, Esbeach Tzafoyne, Ma Talmud Oymer, why does it say V'shochat Oysal? V'shem Etzinu Oymer B'tzafen, U'mekabu B'tzafen. V'im Amar B'dorim V'kibu B'tzafen Pasul. You find by Kabbalah that if the Kohen doing the Kabbalah was standing in Dorim, and he did the Kabbalah in Tzafen, it's Pasul, Yochel Av Sekein, I would have thought Shchita the same thing. The Shchita has to be B'tzafen, so maybe the Shoichet has to be B'tzafen. Talmud Oymer Oysal, Oysal B'tzafen, V'ein Shoichet B'tzafen. Bottom line is, the halacha is true. The Shoichet doesn't have to be Betzafen, but I know from somewhere else. Not from Oysoy that it says by the Chatas Nasi, but from the Shochat Oysoy Yerecham is Be'ech Tzafoyim that it says by the Karben Oyla. Oysoy, the animal has to be Betzafen, the Shechita needs to be Betzafen, but the Shoichet doesn't have to be Betzafen. So again, what's Oysoy by Chatas Nasi coming to teach me? Elo Oysoy Betzafen ve'im ben Oif Betzafen. Maybe it's coming to teach me that Oylas ha'Oif, an oif, even though it's kachik gadashim, it's either a chatas or an oila, but the oif doesn't have to be betzafen. Meaning the malika doesn't need to be betzafen. Shchita needs to be betzafen. Kabbalah needs to be betzafen. But malika not. Tanya, we learned to the brayso. Yochel yehi ben oif ton tzafen. I would have thought that a ben oif needs tzafen. V'dinu, and it makes sense. It might ben tzoyin shalei kovalei koyin kovalei tzafen. Ma dech shchita, which lav avoydehi. It's ksheir bizarre. It doesn't need koyin. It needs tzafen. Ben oif shalei kovalei koyin. A ben oif that doesn't need koyin. In it in sheikvalei tzafen. Tamalei maroisei. So maybe that's what oisei is coming to teach me, but the Gemara says, no, it can't be what is this coming to teach me. Because there's no havamina to learn malika from shchita. You just said, malika is more chamer than shchita. Malika is an avoida, requires a kohen. But at the same time, malo ben tzoyim, she can cover like kli. Shchita, even though there's a kula, lava vaidehi, but it requires a kli. You need a sakin. Question, kli sharis or not. But a kli it definitely requires, as opposed to malika that didn't require a kli. Elo, oisib, it's often, you know what, oisib is coming to be b'mayit. Not Malika, because there was no Havamina to be Marba Ben Oif. Rather, Oisai B'tzafim V'ein Pesach B'tzafim. What's coming to your mind is that it requires Tzafim, but the Karban Pesach didn't need Tzafim. Meaning there was a Havamina that the Karban Pesach should need Tzafim, even though we're talking about Oilas and Chatoses, but there's a Havamina that the Karban Pesach should need it. Tanya, what's this Havamina? Rebbe Lezer V'Yakov Oimer Yochli Yeh Pesach Tan Tzafim V'dinu Ma Oilas Shalei Kavali Zman L'Shkitas Kavali Tzafim Ma Dechen Oilas, which has no set time when you're supposed to bring it. And oily you bring whenever you bring. Still, there's a din safloin. Pesach shekavod leizman l'shchitasei. The Pesach that had to be Yud Dal and Nisan Beinu Arbayim. Einu din sheikvah leitzafen. Certainly, there should be a din safloin. Ta'malim ha'roisei. Maybe that's what Oisei is coming to teach me. But the Gemara says, what? You have a havamina to learn a Pesach from an oilo? Ma'lo oilo shekin kolol. Oilo is much more chamer than Pesach. It's completely consumed by the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, I hear But maybe learn a mechatos. Malachatos, shekei mechaperes al chayvi krisos. Chatos is also way more chomer than chatos, than Pesach. It's mechaper al chayvi krisos. The Gemara says, I hear me'asham. I mean, even though we didn't bring the makar to asham yet, that's tomorrow's that. But we know that asham is also kachik kadashim shchitasim itzafim. So maybe we'll learn it from asham. But the Gemara says, malachatos shekei kachik kadashim. How can you learn Pesach from asham? Asham's kachik kadashim. Then the Gemara says, by the way, once we have that chomer, mikulanami shekein kach gedashim. You can't learn it from oila or from chatas or from asham. You can't even learn it from a tzad hashava between the three because they're all kach gedashim. So you're telling me that you need oisai because there would have been a havamina that the carbon pesach needs soften. What would have been the havamina? Learn out pesach from oila or chatas and asham. There's no way you could learn pesach from oila, chatas and asham. That I should need a pasuk to tell me don't learn it from there. Says the Gemara. So what do we do with oisai? What do we do with oisai that it says by the Chatas Nasi? In the very beginning of the sugya, the Gemara thought, oisai that it says by Chatas Nasi is coming to exclude all the other chatais from the Din Safin. But the Gemara clarified that that's not the case. Because you have it too many times in the Torah. So that's not going to fly. So the question is, what is oisai coming to be memai? The Gemara had five or so suggestions, but every suggestion that the Gemara attempted, the Gemara disproved. So the Gemara says, la'olam kidam mara mikar. We're going to go back to what we said earlier. We said a lot of things earlier. Which one? It's coming to teach me the chiddush that only the shechit of the animal has to be betzafen, but the shechit himself doesn't have to be betzafen. What was the kasha? How did the Gemara knock it out? Ude kasha l'chom and the Rabbi Nafka. We learned it from somewhere else. Lav l'meute shechit betzafen. It's true. The actual halacha that the shoychet doesn't have to be betzafen, that I know from Rabbi Chia. But you know what? We're coming to be marbe now. Ele ain't shoychet betzafen. Avul mekabel betzafen. What we're coming to tell me now from the second drasha is oisa betzafen ve ain't shoychet betzafen. I already know ain't shoychet betzafen. No. Emphasis on shoychet. Ain't shoychet betzafen. But the mekabel, he doesn't have to be betzafen. So Rabbi Chia taught me that the shoychet doesn't have to be betzafen. This drasha of oisai right now is coming to teach me that it's only the shoychet that doesn't have to be betzafen, but the mekabel does have to be betzafen. But the Gemara says we had a makar for that as well. We had that on Amud Aleph. Mekabel me velokach nafka. Remember, velokach, take the vav and the lamed, flip it around. Instead of velokach, vav lamed, make it lo yikach. So says the Gemara, lokach velokach loy mashmaleh. Obviously, this time it didn't hold that was a good drasha. You start to move the vav and the lamed and the vav. So at the end of the day, avada all the chatois need soften. How do I know it? I know it from the carbon oila. Isn't there a word in the parish of chatas nasi that would seem to suggest that not all chatois? What's the word? It says v'shochat oisai. Only it, not the other chatois. Oisai is coming to be mayit something else. What's it coming to be mayit? It's coming to, in fact, the maskaran sagamara, not be mayit, but be marba. And tell me, in an ironic way, that the Mekabel, not Shechita, but the Mekabel himself that's doing the Kabbalah, he has to be standing bitzaf. So just to end the daf on a light note, just two light ha'aras. That is that, so we're learning the halachas of tzafon. So Dovi showed me that the Shem v'Shmuel, I go to Dovi for all my Chassidus Shamar Mekaymas. But, no, so Dovi showed me that the Shem Mishmul brings a Dover Nifla from his father, the Avinezer. So there's a halacha that Kachi Kadashim Shchitasim B'Tzafin. The Iker halacha of Tzafin, it says, by the carbon oil. But the Gemara says that Achatas also needs Tzafin. Because B'mokim Asher Tishachit, Ta'oila Tishachit, Achatas, we saw it says it four times in the Torah. You have it in Parashat Sa, by the Chatas Kloli, twice by the Chatas Yachid, once by the Kizba and the Seira, and then you have it again by the Chatas Nasi. So you have this halacha that Oila requires Tzafin, and Chatas too. How do I know Chatas? I learned it from Oila. Because B'mokim Asher Tishachit, Ta'oila Tishachit, Achatas. So the Shem Mishmul says that the reason Oila requires Tzafin is because Oila, the Rambam brings in Parshas Vayikra, was mechaper on her hurei avera. Right? Oila, we know, was mechaper on asei, lav shenitik lasei. But the Rambam brings from a mechilta, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that in addition to that, Oila is also mechaper on her hurei avera. So if someone actually did an avera, for that you bring a karban chatas. But if somebody had a machshava, you only had a hero to do an avera, you don't bring a karban chatas. That's what Oila is coming to be mechaper. So he says the word tzafon is miloshen tzafon, something that's hidden. You're here, who am I hidden? When you do a maisa avera, everyone knows what you did. But if you only had a hero to do an avera, so that is something that nobody knows. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what your thoughts are. So being that tzofen is miloshen tzofen, hidden, it's for that reason the carbon oil was brought, but tzofen, because to be meramis to this idea that this carbon is coming to be mechaper for something tzofen, something hidden. something that was done behirur halev. Zokter, oibazoi, I'm going to tell you a dover noir. He says, how is it possible that a person should do an aver b'shaygik? I mean, what's pashup shot? A person, he's minding his own business. The next thing you know, he was over an aver b'shaygik. How does a person come to do an aver b'shaygik? Said the Sheid Mishmuel, because sometimes people have their hurim to do averes. A person has machshava to do an aver. He wants to do an aver. He says, chapta mataiva, and then he overcomes it. It's wonderful. The problem is the hira that he had to do an avera, that machshava, was a machshava ra. And that machshava is going to have to take root somewhere in the world. Because that machshava can't just go to waste. So you know what happens? That machshava causes that at some point a person is going to do an avera. He's going to do an avera b'shoigig, in other words, without a machshava, so that now we have the combination between the machshava to do an avera with avera wasn't done, and the maisa avera that was done without the machshava to do an avera. That's its counterpart. Every machshava has to have a counterpart. So if a person has a machshava to do an avera, there's going to be a maisa, but he didn't do a maisa, and later he doesn't want to do it. So what happens is later in a maisa avera b'shoigik happens, so that now between the machshava to do the avera and the maisa that was done b'shoigik, the two come together. But that means that every single carbon chatas, which was brought when somebody did an aver b'shoigig, all began, where did it start? It started with someone that had a machshava to do an aver. That means every mechayiv chatas was really once upon a time chayiv anayla. Because it only came about for him to do this aver b'shoigig, because once upon a time he had a thought to do an aver b'mezid. And that machshava, which didn't take root at the time because the person was able to overcome his evil inclination to do something really, really horrible, but later on, at some point in life, It caught up to him, and it manifested itself with an avera b'shoigig. So it comes out that every chatas started with an oil. That's why the Torah emphasizes b'mokim asher tishachei ta'ola tishachei lachatas. Torah doesn't just say bring the carbon chatas b'tzafen, because the yisoid of why the chatas needs tzafen is for the same reason that the oil needs tzafen. Because you bring b'tzafen when something comes from a place that's tzafun, a place that's hidden. It comes from a place that nobody knows about other than Hashem. That makes sense for the oil. How is that true for the chatas? It's because if you would understand the source of the carbon chatas, you would realize that every chatas starts with an oil. And that's b'mokim asher tishachei ta'ola, that's the place, tishachei lachatas. Dover niflas. I was just thinking one sushtel, and that is that the Maral says, we know that if Edom zoymimim, vasisim like hashazavim lasis lachem. Says Maral, what's the pshat? He says, because there's no such thing as a machshava going to waste. A person has a machshava to do good, to do bad. So we know machshava toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzayif l'maisa, machshava ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzayif l'maisa. But the bottom line is a machshava is real. And being that a machshava is real, if a person has a machshava to do something, it needs to take root somewhere. So he says, Edom Zoymimim, that was Zomimu, they were Zoymim Lassus Lachim. They came now, they wanted that Reuven should have to pay money. They wanted Reuven to get Malkus. They wanted Reuven to be Chayav Misa. Later they found to be Edom. So their machshava now is not going to play itself out, but the machshava can't go to waste. Their kashazomam needs to happen somewhere. So you know what we do? We flip it back at them. Because there's no way that it should go to waste. That their zamama is going to have to end up rebounding, hitting them in the head. It's going to have to go back. Let it just go. So what? They wanted him to get Malkus. Now we know they were lying. There's no such thing. If they wanted him to get Malkus, it has to be Chal Malkus. You know where it's going to be Chal Malkus? Them. They're the ones that had the Machshava. They're the ones that end up getting the Malkus. But that's the tifkeit of Asisim Loi Kashazom and Lasis Lachim. The Maral said that's why it's Kashazom and Loi Kasharos. Why Kashazom of Loi Kasharos? We know that if Bezdin acted upon the Edus of the Edom Zayimim, then you don't give them Kashazom. Doesn't make sense, right? That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Makis Dabez, Kavuchaymer, Maha Bali Sokalene Soikal, Abolis, right? That's the Kavuchaymer right in the base. So, what's the Pshat? Well, how does it make sense? Kashazom of Loi Kasharos. Because the whole Svara of Vasisa Loi Kashazom of Lasis Lachiv is that the Machshava can't go to waste. In that case, it didn't go to waste. Something happened. Bezdin acted upon it. Bezdin gave him Malchus. They shouldn't have. But the point is, the Svara of Kashazavan doesn't apply. Being that the Svara of Kashazavan doesn't apply, you're not going to have that. So the Chassam Sefer also discusses, why is it that the Karban Oila, why is it that the Karban Chatos, Kachi Kadoshim, Shchitasim, and Safin, he says a different Machshava. The Chassam Sefer, again, it's part of a longer piece, but he says that Safin is, again, Miloshin Safin, Miloshin Tomun, hidden. And he says that kachi kadoshim shchitasim b'tzafen, because the ikur krevus al Hashem hu b'atznei aleches. that a person that's kodesh, certainly a person that's kachi gedashim, that person has to be betzafen. And that haga has to be in batznei alechas. And he says you find that the more chashav people were, the more betznius they were. I just thought shtel tzu one katz gevart. I will end with this, and that is that you say sheichenad marim v'kodesh b'fi yisharim tisroivam nosuch svarit ubesiv tzei tzadikim tisbarach. Right, we all know that. So the Svar Makdoshim say, if you want, you can take a look at the Marsha in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Tainus and his Chiddush HaGadol says this, that Yitzchak is Rosh Tevis, Yashar, Tzadik, Chassid, Kodesh, and it describes four levels in Avodas Hashem, from lowest to highest. So Yashar, then Tzadik is a higher Madrega, Chassid is even a higher Madrega than that, and Kaddish is the highest Madrega. So you say, B'fi Yisharim Tisroimo, U'v'tziv Tzei Tzadikim Tisbarach, U'v'shoin Chassidim Tiskaddish, U'v'kerif Kedoshim Tizal. We're describing four levels. Yashar, Tzadik, Chassid, Kaddish. I once saw, I think it's a Katz Gevard, but the Yashar is B'fi Yisharim Tisroimo. He's Meroimim Hashem B'fi, with his entire mouth. The Tzadik, who's one level higher, U'v'tziv Tzei Tzadikim. It's not with his entire mouth. You don't hear him. It's just the sifse, his lips. His lips are moving. U'bilshoin chasidim. The chasid that's on a higher level, it's only with his tongue. You don't even see his lips moving. And the kaddish, who's the highest level, u'bekerev kedoshim, doesn't even make it up there. It's all inside. It's all in his kishkes. You meet him, you don't even know. You think he's a pasha deyid. But it's all his kishkes. I saw in the Eiris Chassam Sofer on the bottom of this piece, he brings from one of the Chassam Sofer's Enoch, who says that people remarked that when they saw Arzeid Reb Kivega, right? Enoch from Kivega, he said when they saw the Zeid Reb Kivega, he said the pasha deyid that met Reb Kivega had no idea who Reb Kivega was. He said you had to be from the Yoidei Dover to have been impressed with Reb Kivega had you met him. He said he was someone that you recognized as godless if you were someone that was attuned to it. But if you were a Pashta Yid and you were not amazing in being able to see godless Adam, you would not have noticed any godless when you saw Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega was Bekerev Kedoshim Tisal. He, with all his greatness, and we all know how great Reb Kivega was, but it was all Bekerev Kedoshim. It was all inside of him. Unbelievable. But Al Kapanim said, Yashar is Befi Yashar of Tisraimim. The Tzadik is Besivse Tzadikim. The Chassid is Belshein Chassidim. The Kadosh, he's the highest Madrega. It's Bekerev Kedoshim Tisalo. That's Kodshei Kedoshim. Bekerev Kedoshim Tisalo. Kodshei Kedoshim. Shchitasim Mitzvah.